Hi guys, it's Agnes from Mom Can Do It, a blog to inspire moms to reach their potentials. In today's episode, I have a subject of wasting time. And here is my 7 reasons why and how you should stop wasting your time. Are you one of those people that waste a lot of time? Do you feel like you're losing control over it and need a little bit of help with getting back on track of your time? My friend, I'm here to help you. But the first thing you need to realize and establish if you're wasting your time and that you know why you should stop it. So let me take you through it. Now, we all have times when we spend a little bit too long scrolling down Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or whatever the social media platform you're looking at. We all like to sit down, watch a drama, or on a telly, or just chill in the garden with a glass of Prosecco. And it's fine, as long as it relaxes you or it gives you some inspiration or motivation. But you must have control over it. Don't just spend endless amount of hours on your phone or sit all day watching telly, playing games or sleeping. You must critically evaluate your day patterns and decide which one of the things you were doing for too long. Were you on the phone for too long? You can check this on a smartphone if you have screen time watch activated. Were you sitting on the sofa for too long? And no, sofas don't come with a late time watch installed yet. Did you catch yourself sleeping too long? We need to sleep 7 to 8 hours, but if you notice your sleep 10 hours or even more, you have just spent 2 hours too many where you could utilize it efficiently. And it's all about the balancing act. But you may wonder, why should you control it or even worry about it? Well, let me take you through my point of view on this matter. I am one busy bee and would love to have more time in the day. I have a full-time office job Monday to Friday. I have 3 young kids and plenty of house chores. And I'm also a blogger and I promote my blog whenever I find the time. And I work out 3 times a week or even 5. And I envy those that do have time but decide to waste it. Let me tell you one secret. I live with procrastinator. Sorry, hubby, I hope you don't mind me bringing this up here. My very own husband loves procrastinating. Well, I don't know whether he loves it, but he just does. He spends a lot of time on his phone. He used to play PlayStation back in the days for hours. And many times he says he's going to do something and somewhat he ends up giving up on this idea. And he has so many good ideas and interests that he just hardly ever pursues with. It kills me to watch it. This became even more apparent now during the lockdown as he has pretty much no work due to COVID-19. So he schools our children daily. And yes, he managed to get a lot of work in a garden and a house done. He also helps in the house chores. Yet I know he was planning on some other things that he never proceeded with. So going back to the beginning, I envy the amount of spare time he has and cannot understand why he wastes it. I feel sometimes like shouting to him, "Stop wasting your time!" But I cannot change him. I don't even want to change him, as this is who he is. He knows my view on it, as I do mention it to him from time to time. Well, he calls it nagging. But I do not try to change the way he chooses to utilize his time. This is one of the secrets of happy relationship. Do not try to change your partner. And you can read about this in my previous post, 18 Secrets to Happy and Healthy Marriage. So I just don't have much of that luxury of spare time. And when I do end up having some, I feel like I must utilize it in well and meaningful way. Why? Okay, let's just roll with it now. 7 reasons why and how you should stop wasting your time. Number 1. Life is too short to waste your time. How long do we have to live? No one knows this. I wish I knew how many years I would live. At least I would know how long I have to tick all of the items off my bucket list. What is the average lifespan of a person living in the UK? Well, according to national statistics, in the UK, it's 79.2 years for males and 82.9 years for females. So statistically, I will live longer than opposite sex. Yet, I might die tomorrow or next year. Who knows? So why waste this precious and short time in life we have? The older I get, the more I appreciate every hour I have, and I'm more scared to just waste it away. I want every day, every hour, and even every minute to count and to be meaningful. When I cook, this is because I want my family to eat a healthy meal. When I clean, this is because my house will look clean and I and my family will be happy to live in. And when I work, this is because I will earn a salary to contribute to the family budget. When I blog, this is because I hopefully inspire or motivate somebody to achieve something in their life. And when I sleep, this is because my batteries needs recharging, but I don't like to overcharge them either. And when I exercise, this is because my mind and body benefits and hopefully let me enjoy good health for longer. Make every minute count. Life is too short to waste your precious time. Number two, you are missing out on the opportunities. Imagine you're sitting down on the sofa, watching telly while scrolling down a Facebook page. Now, what could you do otherwise that would potentially benefit your life? Well, you could do some freelance writing that could bring some more income. You could start working on your body. Or you could start working on your blog. Or you could develop a plan for an online business. Or you could read a book on self-development. There are so many productive ways you could spend your time. And you can head over to my previous post if you need a little bit of inspiration on how to productively spend time. If you do not feel like doing any of those above points, you can spend quality time with the loved ones and build those memories to cherish forever. Remember, there are always some opportunities and you create your own future. Point three, you get less done. An obvious point, but must not be missed. If you waste time playing game or in any other way, nothing else gets done and you'll probably lose control over time and forget about everything you needed to do. This in turn can actually bring more pressure on you as due things just pile up and eventually need to get done. So I suggest get things done first and at least complete all the tasks you wanted to complete before sitting down to play a game or watch a telly. The easiest way to accomplish this is to have a to-do list. You may want to print one out of the internet, but I think the simple way is to just jot it down on a little diary or a piece of paper. Or use smartphone notes. I do, and it's the way it works best for me. However, everyone is different, and you might find other ways more efficient. So try different ideas and see which one works best for you. Point four, you get wrapped up in the procrastination bubble. I think it is easy done to just get in the bubble of I can't be bothered or I'll do it later. The thing is, our brain is trained that way. If you feel the task might be a little bit too difficult to do or requires a bit of effort, we are programmed in a way to talk ourselves out of it. And on my blog post, you can watch a short video called 5 Second Rule, which is done by Mel Robbins, and she talks about 5 Second Rule. In a nutshell, if you don't act on your idea within 5 seconds, your brain will talk you out of it and you will never get it done. So perhaps after listening to this, you can find inspiration and apply it in your life, and it might be a game changer. Point five, you might lose motivation. If you carry on just wasting your time over and over again, you end up getting lost in the wasteful way of living. Let's work with an example here. Imagine you have set yourself a goal to work out 5 times a week. In the beginning, you stick to it and you're highly motivated. Think New Year resolutions. After 2 weeks, something comes up and you miss out one workout. A week after, you miss another one. Whatever your excuse was, if you carry on this pattern, what is going to happen is that you're going to stop exercising altogether. And eventually, after 1 month, you'll be back to your old ways. What can you do to keep this good motivation going? Well, I think this is a big enough subject to cover in a separate post, which I will be writing soon. So why not start with this? Set yourself a goal that is achievable, yet challenging. You self-discipline yourself, you reward yourself with little achievements, and start slow and easy. Also, don't be too hard on yourself and keep track of it. But again, I will be covering this in my next post. Point 6. You are killing your potential. If you have an idea in your head but find every excuse not to pursue with it, you are literally killing your potential. I don't believe when people say, I'm just not smart enough or I don't have the time for it. If you even thought for a moment of an idea and got excited about it, there is a potential that you need to unleash. Don't be scared. Don't worry about what people will say. The worst thing can happen is that you'll fail. But so what? You have given it a go and you have learned from it. At least you have tried. And if you really work hard for it and give it a real go, you will eventually succeed. If not the first time, or the second, then the third, or fifth, or tenth. The most successful businessman had started several businesses and failed many times before succeeding. Success is never built overnight. It takes determination, hard work, and a lot of self-discipline. So next time you have this great idea in your head, count to five using the above 5 second rule, run to the laptop or notepad or phone and write it down. And then start planning how you're going to work on it. Start your research and invest in some courses if you need more knowledge. And nowadays, everything can be learned from home. If you don't want to pay for the courses, look for it online. YouTube has a topic covered in detail on every single area of knowledge you might want to gain. You just need to type it in the search bar and spend and invest your time learning new skills. This is not going to be wasted time, as knowledge is power. Point 7. You cannot buy the time, so you cannot afford to waste it. You must have heard before, time is money. As in my previous point explained, time brings you with the opportunities that if utilized well, will bring you money. Not only this, you cannot buy the time. Once it's gone forever. So stop wasting it. Conclusion about how you should stop wasting your time. Now I hope the above 7 reasons why and how you should stop wasting your time was an eye-opener. And I'm not trying to teach you how to live your life. And if you want to waste your time, go ahead and do it. This post was to make you realize that time is a precious commodity and once it's gone, it will never return. We all have 24 hours in a day and it's up to you how you want to utilize it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. I do procrastinate sometimes and waste a little time. And I go on my phone daily, but I try to catch myself and stop whenever I realize I'm doing it. And it does not last long. However, I'm aware that it adds up to a few hours a week. That's according to my screen time watch. You are the creator of your own life and you run it however you want to. But you need to be comfortable with it and be sure you will have no regrets when you are old and retired and you think back to yourself. Why did I waste so much time when I was younger? I could have done this or that, but instead I was procrastinating and wasting my time doing unmeaningful things. Live life to the fullest and stop wasting your time. Do you catch yourself wasting too much time on your phone or doing unmeaningful things? Let me know in the comments below. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.